Caramba, Margarita.
Margarita, Margarita, she says, stay with me forever. It's too bad I know to say adios, mi amor.
Margarita,
oh gosh, Margarita, Margarita,
I love Mexico,
but I have to go, it's too bad I know, to say adios, mi amor.
Lucille Ranger Brown, let's have her a nice welcome. Nice, nice. Nice applause. Thank you.
Lucille Ranger Brown.
Yep. It's real.
Hello again. Welcome to Traditions, the first annual South Florida Folklife Festival. We're going to continue on with just some more entertainment in just one moment. We're not sticking straight to the schedule, but we're going to get James Kelly will be here later on in the day, as well as the Bata drummers. Up next in just a few minutes is Roy Lee Walker. Been living in South Florida most of his life. Anyways, we'll introduce him in just a moment. Let me just say there's a workshop area in the back right now. The Ketupa exhibit is going on. Also, there's a reduced admission today for the Historical Museum right to my right. And there's an exhibition in there that just opened up celebrating the centennial of the Dade County School Board. So there's more than a dollar's worth of entertainment in there. You could spend hours in there. If you haven't been in there, make sure you visit. Today's a special reduced rate. Usually it's $3, and today it's $1. Ketupa, the workshops in back, they're an art calligraphy group. They do Jewish marriage licenses. The Ketupa? The workshop area is right in the back, right by the archway, right in the back way, as well as all the other crafts that's available here. There's a few crafts available to buy. There's a gift shop right inside the Historical Museum. As soon as you walk in to the left, to the right is the museum, and to the left is the gift shop. Anyways, I want to thank these sponsors again, and if keep on thanking them, we'll have more type of these events going on. Historical Museum of South Florida, Metro Dade Board of County Commissioners, the Dade County Council of Arts and Sciences, the Florida Department of State Division of Archives, History, Records Management, and Cultural Affairs, National Endowment of the Arts, the Folk Arts Division, and the Halcyon Limited. So thanks to all the sponsors. And to introduce our next performer, one of the researchers that have gone throughout South Florida finding what's culturally exciting here, let's welcome Lori Summers.
I'd like to introduce our next performer, Roy Lee Walker, by way of letting those of you who don't know in on the fact that Miami is the home of the International Rag Popping Association. There's many things that are here in Miami. That may be one of them that you weren't aware of, but you're going to meet a member of that organization in just a moment. Roy Lee Walker has been shining shoes since he was 5 years old, but a couple years ago he got into rag popping in a big way. For those of you who don't know what rag popping is, I won't explain it. You'll see it. But it's really an art form. You can do things with a rag that most of us can't do with our hands, just clapping or tapping our feet. And it's said that this is an art form that really began earlier this century on the streets of Kansas City with rag poppers, shoeshine men who got a little bored and were trying to do something a little extra special with the rag. The rag is considered to be an instrument. You tune it, you get it flexible so that you can do the kinds of rhythms and you can sing along with it and execute all sorts of things, which Roy Lee Walker will shortly execute for us. If you want to see him or get a really good shoeshine sometime here, he's now moved from his old location and is now hanging out in the Hyatt Regency here downtown. So if you want any rag popping lessons and missed the workshop, you can go to the Hyatt Regency and know that you're going with one of the best, because the man I'm going to introduce went up to Tallahassee and competed with other men here in the state and women, and this is the Florida State Rag Popping Champion. Let's have a hand for Roy Lee Walker.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Well, y'all a good-looking bunch out there. All y'all feel good at the festival this afternoon? Well, I'm grateful to be here myself. I ain't never talked over a microphone before, so y'all excuse me now if I don't act right. Y'all can understand why. Now, y'all just excuse me for a minute. Okay. Don't nobody get alarmed now. That's just a common chair. I know y'all used to sitting in chairs, right? Okay, we're not the Flintstone age now. All right, we's in the 80s. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to say that on behalf of the IRPA, the International Rag Popping Association, which is its chairman, is Mr. C. Gaylord Rowley. He is the founder of the association that he put it together that we could have shoeshine champions. You see, the shoeshine individual never been able to perform or to do anything, you see, because they never get a shoeshine man a break. But you see, this time, it didn't happen like that. Now, you see, we got two champions. We got a world champion. His name is Dr. Cool. He's supposed to be here this afternoon. He may not make it right at this moment, but I'm looking for him still. But I'm the state champion, Roy Lee Walker, and I'm here on the scene. Hello. Now, I want each one of y'all to sit back out there and relax now, because you're going to witness something you've never seen a day in your life. Now, some of y'all may have seen me do a little bit of this, but most of y'all have never seen this in your life, okay? Now, I'm a very good individual because I'm not prejudiced at all. I got on too many different colors. But what I want y'all to know this evening, hello, is that I'd like to have two nice ladies at the altar. Please come forward. Please do. Come to me, darling. You're very cute. Come here. Come here. All right. Both of y'all come. Okay, darling. Now, I got two young ladies coming. So these might be the two they're going to whoop me. They told me when I got to the festival this morning, the royal lady, look out. It's two young women going to be there. They're going to whoop you this evening. I said, well, they're going to show how to whoop me because I'm sure going to try to be there. All right. I'm going to see what they're going to do to me. Okay, come on up, ladies. Please come on up. Okay, now, I don't want y'all to feel bad now when y'all get up here because I'm going to explain one thing to you. All these beautiful people you see sitting out here and standing around, they can't do it either. Now, Aretha Franklin with him. Listen, Miss Nancy Reagan or someone, they couldn't do it either, so I feel better than any of y'all do. Okay? So now I want y'all to try this for me. I'm going to let y'all be a demonstrator for me, okay? Please? Okay, thank you. Right here, darling. Right here. Come on, come on. Just put it right on. Okay? Very pretty. Okay?
Thank you.
All right, now, listen very careful so you can get into the mic. Okay. You hold the rag like this. Okay? Listen, now roll it. Roll it in. Roll it in. Get some jesting on it. Roll it in.
Like this?
Yes, roll it in. Okay, darling. Okay? Now, this is very simple, ladies and gentlemen, so don't y'all get us started or anything. Now, just bear with it. Like I said, I've never been to a microphone in my life, so y'all just take it easy with me, okay? Okay. All right, darling. Wind it up a little bit now.
Okay? You go first.
No, I'm gonna let y'all go first. I want the audience to hear what y'all gonna do. Go ahead. You number one, okay? You the shortest,
yeah.
You first. Okay, you step back, darling. Now, we're gonna let her go to the mic and cry.
Okay. What do I do?
Pop it, darling. Go ahead. Let everybody know this very simple you're doing, okay? Come on, darling. You make a good comedian. Hey, I'm not comedian up here. Now I'm a shoe shine man, okay, darling? Don't embarrass me now. I'm a shoe shine man, okay, darling? Let's go now. Crank it up, baby. You got it. You young and everything. Come on, you got everything going for you. Let's go. Hit it. Oh, you scared of me. Come on, darling. You next. Step right up, darling. Give her a hand, ladies and gentlemen. She did try. Give her a hand. All right. Okay, darling. Thank you. I see you can't do that with my rag. Thank you. Okay. You try.
Ow.
Go ahead. All right. All right. Come on, you did good. Come on, baby, try it again.
No, I don't want to try it again.
Huh?
I don't want to try it again.
You don't want to try it again?
No.
Okay, then, let me try it now. Okay, I thank y'all for volunteering, okay? God bless y'all. All right. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what's going to happen here now, but I'm just going to twist it. So y'all just bear with this twisting now, please. All right. Told you ain't nothing but a shoe shine, boy. Give me credit now. Give me credit. All right. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to try something a little different for you now. Another rag now. Get another little picture. I got so many rags, I don't know what to do with them. Maybe some of y'all will come up here and do this. Better not, Ken. I don't know. All right. Thank y'all. Thank y'all. Thank y'all very much, ladies and gentlemen. I want to try these brushes now, ladies and gentlemen. I know y'all can bump these brushes. I know y'all can do that. All right. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Pop the rag one more time for y'all, ladies and gentlemen. All right, thank y'all. Glad that y'all enjoyed that, ladies and gentlemen.
Right at the entrance of the museum, and if you didn't hear me before, there's a reduced admission to the museum this afternoon as well as tomorrow. For $1, you get to tour of the museum, and believe me, it's well worth it. And while you're here, you should definitely take advantage of that, getting into the museum. Also, the gift shop to the side. My name is Michael Stock. I do a radio show on public radio here in South Florida, WLRN, on every Saturday afternoon at 2:30, called Folk and Acoustic Music. So anything to promote folk happenings in South Florida is really exciting. So this is actually the first annual Folk Life Festival, and it's pretty nice. Nice that you all can make it out here for the first time. Thanks, that's great. Calling it traditions, it's because all the music and performers and crafts you see here today are native of South Florida as of now. A lot of them come from other parts of the country, but as of now, they all make their home in South Florida. So this is part of our culture. These are our neighbors here that we're celebrating and sharing times with and looking at. Anyways, we're going to set the stage for another performer in just a moment. I'm not sure who that is. Or we might just take a slight intermission for just a few minutes. But while we're doing that, there's a workshop area. I think we're going to bring that over here, actually. Oh, let me take 1 second break.
What are we going to do?
Yeah, okay, so don't go away. We have some great stuff coming up. The baton drums will be here in a little while. First, we're going to have some Haitian storytelling. And we're going to do this on the big stage so we could all grab a seat for some Haitian storytelling.
And is Lori going to introduce her?
Cooking over in the food section. She's also an accomplished story in her family in the traditional way many of us has. Some of us may have learned from parents, grandparents, listening with their children, and then we can repeat them to our own children or family members when we grow up. The stories that Lily and Louise will tell for you are stories from her native Haiti in Haitian Creole, but I believe she'll be translating them a bit in English, so those of us who don't speak Creole will get a feel for the story. It gives me a great deal of pleasure to introduce to you Lily and Louise.
Well, then I better stand.
All you have to do is, you know, just go.
Oh, I can. Okay. Then let it sit for. not too near. Fine. Hi, everybody. Bonjour. You know, in Haiti, we have two little... All right. In Haiti, we have two little characters. One is a dummy, and the other one is very smart. He understands everything before you tell it, and he does smart things. The other one is really a dummy. He's stupid. Everything he does it wrong. No matter what you tell him, he has to end up doing some stupidity. Well, first let me tell you. In Haiti, after supper, long time ago, and then through the years, since we didn't have television and we didn't have anything better to do, everybody will sit down on the floor or on a little chair, and mother or grandma or auntie will start telling stories until it's time to go to bed. But sometimes those adults would not like to tell stories. They would be sitting there, preferring to say what happened during the day instead of telling stories. So the children will be there, oh, mommy, please. Dis nous histoire, non? Bon, nous histoire, maman, tant pis. Asking mother to tell stories. Then mother would not. Then finally, the minute mother would say, quick, everybody will answer, crack. That means mother is going to tell a story. So when I say creak, you say crack, and I will start the story. Creak! Okay. It was a time where every day, Malice, the smart boy, will come with a lot of meat in a bag. Every day, Malice was coming home with bags of meat, beef. So one day, Buki said, Malice, how do you get this good meat every day I'm eating? I'd like to go with you tomorrow morning to get some meat. Malice said to Buki, Buki, I don't think you should go there because I know you. You will kill that cow. I go to a cow, a beef, you know, a cow, the female beef, to get that milk, that meat. And you have to be very careful because the way you get into the animal is through the anus in the back of it. I open it wide and I get into it and I cut the meat with my knife and I put it in my bag. So I don't think you should go, because if you go, you might kill the cow if you cut his heart. So I'm not going with you. So Buki keep asking, I'll be a good boy this time. Please take me, please take me. So finally, one morning, one day, Malice, the smart guy, told Buki, the stupid, that, okay, tomorrow morning, I will take you. So that night, Buki was so happy, he couldn't sleep. Every 5 minutes, he will wake up, Malice, it's time to go, let's go. Malice will say, Buki, don't you see it's dark outside? It's not time yet to go. Go to sleep. So finally, after Buki wake up Malice 5 or 6 times, Malice didn't accept. He went outside. He got all the garbage outside. He put a big fire. And then he come out like it was the sun rising. So when he went again and woke up Malice saw it was like the sun rising. Malice said, okay, let's go. But when Malice got outside again, it was the fire. It wasn't really the sun. But anyway, they went. They went very early that day. So they got into the calf, the animal anus. Malice got first, then he opened the anus, and then Buki got in. And they started to get with their knife, they were cutting pieces of meat. But Buki was eating the meat. Malice said, but get the meat so you can have meat for the family. Don't keep on eating. But he was eating. Malice told him, now it's time to go. He said, oh, no, Malice, I haven't finished. Let me stay. Malice said, if you don't want to go, I'm going to leave you. But you better careful, because if you cut the heart, the anus will be closed, and you won't be able to go out. Don't worry, Malice, I'll be okay, I'll be okay. So Malice left with a lot of meat, but Buki was still there. Cutting, cutting, cutting. Ha! Buki cut the heart, and the cord died, and Buki stayed inside of the animals. Ooh, he doesn't know how to get out. He cannot get out because the anus is closed. Wow. But in the morning, the farmer came, as usual, to take the milk, and he saw that the animals was dead, and the Billy's stomach was that big. He said, oh, what happened to my cow? Look at that. That's the only things I have to feed my family to get some milk, and look what happened to me. So he got everybody in the neighborhood, and he said, let's cut to see what was wrong. So that when they opened the animals, they find Buki was right there alive. Ooh, they took Buki, and they started to beat Buki. They beat him. They said, you're the one who killed that animal. They beat him, and all his body was in blood, you know, just like they're doing to the Tontomakut now. They beat him up. So finally, Buki was all bleed, and they put him under an avocado tree. And green avocado started to fall on him, and that was hurting him much more. Finally, an avocado that was really ripe fell on him and flashed on him, and he got himself very cold because avocado are cold. And Buki put his hand like that, and he said, "Hoop, berashat. Berashat, this means butter, good butter." And then I was passing by to see what happened to Buki that day, and they just kicked me, and I came right here to tell you the story.